We're at Alwood High School in Woodhall to congratulate the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Ridgewood baseball team. Yeah! The team is off to an awesome start in the season, already 11 wins on the record. That excitement fueled the voting as the student body from the grade schools to the high schools and the communities all rallied together to get the most votes in for the Spartans this week, making them the first Hometown Heroes of the spring sports season. So on behalf of Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and the Regional Office of Education, we present the team with a Hometown Heroes plaque in their honor for the trophy case. All the team members get a Hometown Heroes t-shirt from Go Van Goes, and they now advance for a chance to win $1,000 for their high school's athletic department when we wrap up the season. Our congratulations again to our Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Ridgewood Spartans baseball team. Yeah! Let's meet the Spartans.
Alex White, senior, third baseman, pitcher.
Garrett Vincent, senior, outfield and pitcher.
Like a tour, senior, Cambridge High School, outfield pitcher.
Draven Smith, senior, catcher and pitcher.
Sean Watt, junior, center field.
Zach Arredondo, junior, second base.
Owen Anderson, junior, shortstop.
Sam Stamp, junior, outfield.
Colby Grant, junior, third baseman.
Brendan Bodek, sophomore, first base, pitcher.
Matt Maher, sophomore, pitcher and catcher.
Dylan Limerick, sophomore, second baseman.
Drew Beck, sophomore, pitcher.
Drake Nimerick, sophomore, third base.
Dawson Medley, freshman, center fielder.
Root beer on three! 1, 2, 3, root beer!
Head coach of the Ridgewood baseball team is Terry Anderson. And coach, amazing school spirit and community support for the Ridgewood baseball program with Hometown Heroes voting. It's got to be awesome to see that kind of community support.
It is really awesome. Baseball, a lot of times, is a sport where you just get parents and grandparents to show up, and we've got a really nice showing. The softball girls, anytime they get a chance, show up, and we get really good community support here.
Well, the team started the season fast, 6-game winning streak to start things off, and now at 11 wins at this point in the season. So was that something at the start of the season you thought would happen, or are they surprising you a little bit here?
We were hopeful. We have good senior leadership this year, and most of our pitching is seniors. So we were hoping to get off to a quick start. We did not graduate anyone from last year's team, so the continuity was there at the beginning of the year, and we kind of jumped on that, and playing pretty good defense at the time. Now we just pick up the bats and hit a little better, we'll be even better off. But yeah, we're pretty excited with how we've started.
You kind of answered my next question, because I noticed there were some lopsided games on your schedule with wins that you were in the double digits and your opponents were in single digits or two or three runs. So it's going to talk about the pitching and the fielding, but it sounds like that's kind of your key element there.
Yeah, we take pride in our defense, and with having everyone back from last year, that kind of snapped into place real early. And our bats have done fine. We still can be better, but that's a work in progress right now.
The spring sports season in high school, it seems like it goes by so fast, especially compared to like the winter sports season. But at this point in the season, kind of midway through your schedule, are some of those goals you maybe set at the start of the season still in sight?
Absolutely. And we don't talk a lot about it with the boys, but they know that we lost the regional championship game last year. We'd sure love to get back and kind of make amends to that one and just see how far we can go. You know, our goal is just to try and get a share of the conference and make as deep a playoff run as we can.
What would be the word or the trait or characteristic that you say would define this team at this point in the season?
I would say we're disciplined and we're scrappy. We hang our hat on how we play defense and try to have good pitching, and the kids buy into it, and you know, that's where we feel we're at our toughest.
Well, Coach, congratulations on being Hometown Heroes of the Week, and best wishes for continued success throughout the season.
Okay, thank you very much.